Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 11. Bible says, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. As we look at this today and we see as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and he's talking particularly to the Gentiles, those that were called the uncircumcision by the circumcision, which was the Jews, that was a circumcision made with hands, and talking about putting off of the flesh. But he says in verse 12 that at that time you were without Christ. I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on that thought, without Christ. Amen. Have you ever thought what it would be like to be without Christ? Maybe you're here this morning, you're lost. Well, you're without Christ. Amen. You're without Christ in this world. In other words, you don't have help outside of this world that we live in and yourself. That's all the help you have. But with Christ, you have all the help and the power of the universe that's backing you and help you. You have promises, somebody that promised to be there with you and never leave you nor forsake you, to always be ever present in your life. Now, sometimes, even us as Christians, we can get our eyes off the prize, get our eyes off the Lord Jesus, and think that we're running pretty well by ourselves. And I don't know about you, usually I end up running into a dead end or a snag or a pit or a hole, and then I have to beg and cry to him to come help me get out. Amen? Sometimes we just need to stop and realize who our help is. But to be without Christ, what is that? Well, to be without Christ is to be without God. Amen? I said to be without Christ is to be without God. There's no God without Christ, praise God. We see that in if you look over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 18, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But listen to verse 18. It says, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by who? By Jesus Christ. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's restoration. Where do we get restoration from? We get restoration through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't be restored without Jesus Christ. Amen. He is that restorer of the soul. He's the one that gives us that reconciliation with God. And in other words, all of us that were off and separated and alienated from God, the Lord Jesus Christ brings us nigh to Him. Amen. Because we know, because the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, and the Father looks over and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, aren't you? But in all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's that ministry of restoration. See, we just don't get in. Why we have church today is so that when we get in, praise God, and this is where we come to get in, and then we help others to get in as well. And then God begins to use you and I, praise God, to bring others in so that God's house will be full. Praise the Lord. That's God's desire today, is to see His house full, to see people desiring to get close to Him. Praise God. It's a ministry. God was in Christ drawing us unto you. Listen to what He says. To wit, that God, verse 19, was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Now that world is that whosoever will, of John 3:16. That whosoever, praise God, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Praise God. He said to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto Him. In other words, He didn't put all those sins and those iniquities that we have, which are many, many, many in every one of us. Amen? We're all old sinners. Amen? Just mean as junkyard dogs. You say, preacher, I don't deserve that. I'm not really that bad. Yeah, but we're not really that good. Amen. It's just the good grace of God, praise God. It gives us a consciousness inside us, praise God. It speaks to our head, into our heart, that we're just not wicked as the devil. Amen. It's God that does that. God that keeps us, praise God. God that, every one of us has done things, praise God, that we regret, that we look back on and praise God. But God Almighty made provision for that through Jesus Christ Himself. He said to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world. Glory. We ought to just jump up and take a spell or run a lap or two and just praise God because He reconciled us when we were alienated from God. God gives us an opportunity through Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God, to be reconciled unto Him. In other words, He bought us back and brings us nigh unto the Father. Praise God. What a Savior, what a Lord, what a hope that we have. But without Christ, that's not possible. Amen. With that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing our trespasses unto them. In other words, they weren't put on our account. Could you imagine what it'd be to try to get caught up if all our sins and transgressions, our iniquities, was put on our accounts, your account? All the times that you messed up. Amen. I'm talking about the ones that you recognize and realize, not even the ones that, praise God, that you didn't even pay no attention to. Hello? Which are many. Amen. He said, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In other words, He's to commit us to put it to use. The very words of reconciliation, the words of God, the words of Christ who lives in us. Amen. But without Christ, praise God, we don't have no help. Without Christ, there is no reconciliation process. And without Christ, without the reconciliation process, we don't have a chance. You and I are just lost and condemned and doomed forever. But I'm glad it's, praise God, God made provision through His Son. When sin come into the world, praise God, Jesus rose up and He said, like they didn't know what they was doing, but they knew what they was doing. As soon as sin hit the scene, Jesus throwed up His hand and He said, Father, I'll go. Amen? He said, I'll go and I'll be that price. And I'll be that propitiation. I'll be that price, praise God, that'll have to be paid for every individual in this world. Amen? For every individual in this world, praise God. This earth that God loves, this little speck of dust that God loves so much that He created for Himself. And He put us here, praise God, that we might praise and give Him glory. That we might walk in the cool of the day with God Almighty. You ever get lonely? Hello? Have you ever get lonely? You ever feel like you're all by yourself? Amen. Hey man, you know what you need? You need Jesus. Because if you've got Him, praise God, you're never alone. You never have to feel lonely. You always have someone that you can talk to, and you'll always have somebody that'll listen. Amen. You know, sometimes I wonder about me, praise God, my old body and my mind and my stammerings I have that I could throw out there to God. But the Bible said He knows the feeling of my infirmity, my weakness, my lack of strength. And praise God, the Holy Spirit ministers to me and He ministers through me. And when I don't even know what to say, praise God, He's able to decipher that for me, carried it to the portals of glory. Before the good God of heaven, so that the good God of heaven, pray God, already knows what I need, and He begins to minister to my soul. Amen. So I'm never alone. We're never alone if we have the Lord. So we have the good Lord of heaven. Without Christ is to be without God. But not only is that to be without Christ, be without God. To be without Christ is to be without life. Amen. Without Christ, there's no life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We can't have life out. You say, well, preacher, I'm living it up. I'm doing my thing. You know, but praise God, we don't have life without Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's talking about that eternal life. He's talking about that life that lasts. He's talking about that life, praise God, that is far greater than any life that we can have here. We're living here, but praise God, we don't have the kind of life that God wants us to have here, praise God, without Him. Amen. But the life that we have with Christ here in this world, praise God, is a far better life. It's a life worth living. Amen. It's been a big difference in my life since Jesus saved me. And it's been a big difference in our life, Brother Chris, since I realized that the Lord God of heaven is in my soul, praise God, and He's living, and that He wants to help me. He wants to encourage me. He wants to help me to be that'd bring glory and honor to His name. That'll be a help and encouragement to those around us. So we need that, because without Christ, there's no God. Without Christ, there's no life. Amen. We're just living in a void, praise God. There's a big chunk of something missing in our lives without Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. Amen. He is that life, praise God, that we need, that you and I have ought to be living today. We ought to be living a life of Christ in us to the glory of God. Amen. To be without Christ is to be without God. To be without Christ is to be without light. And to be without Christ is to be without light. We're stumbling around in the darkness. Have you ever wondered why things are as hard as they are? Why everything seems to be so difficult in the day and hour that we live? You know, you women don't do this, but us men say, you know, we're like, I got this. Everything's going to be, I got this. Amen? But we don't. We need that. We need God. We need that life. But we need the light, praise God, so we're not stumbling around in the dark. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we're just stumbling in the dark. But Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light, now watch this, of life. Amen? So he said irrespectively, he said, you cannot have life without the light. He said, you won't have the light without the life. He said, it goes together, praise God. He said, without the life, praise God, he said, you'll not have life. And said, you'll continue to stumble around in the darkness. Because he said, I am the light of the world. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I used to be scared to death. I was petrified of the dark. Anybody ever been afraid of the dark? Amen. Anybody still afraid of the dark? Amen. Amen. I kind of outgrew that. But I remember when I was a kid, boy, if it was dark and I had to go out any at all, praise God, I was just petrified. I could make it from point A to point B in just a split second. Amen. I'd look from where I was at to the closest light, praise God, and I'd burn it up getting there. I never forget, as a little old kid, my neighbor, Miss Myrtle, we'd go down there and I'd mess around and it'd get dark. Amen. And I had about a quarter of a mile from her house to my house. And Miss Myrtle would cut the porch light on so she could see me get to the end of her driveway. And I'd get on that bicycle and I'd make sure Miss Myrtle was watching me. So if a booger got me in the dark, praise God, at least she'd see it and call help. Amen. I was petrified of the dark. Amen. I'd tear out of there on that little old 20-inch bicycle. I'd go past her barn. I'd cut the curve and I'd head up the road. And there's a little old hill there. And so I'd stand up. I was pumping that thing just as hard as I could go. I was trying to outrun that dark. And boy, there wasn't nothing. There wasn't nothing, Brother Jeff. That was pretty as pretty to see as the porch light that Mama done cut on to me so I could see to get to the house. I'd hammer that thing down. I'd run up our side of the porch. I'd throw that bike, let it go. And I'd jump off on them porch steps and run in the house. He said, preacher, you're crazy. I was scared of the dark. Amen. I was scared of what was in the dark. Praise God, I'm not afraid of the dark no more. Praise the Lord, God done turned a light on for me, that marvelous light of Jesus Christ. And I know that He goes with me. I know that He's there for me. I know He promised to help me. And the light's always on. The light's always a-shining. And when that day comes, that ultimate light, praise God, darkness comes over me and overshadows me, I know everything's going to be all right because I'll shut my eyes over here and I'll wake up in the marvelous light over there. Amen. You say, preacher, you really, I believe that with all my heart, praise God. Every fiber in my being, praise God. I'm headed for the light. Praise God Almighty. Because He is that light. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 46, He said, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Amen. God don't want you to be in the dark. God wants us to live in the light of Jesus Christ. That's why we got to fill ourselves with His Word. We got to encourage ourselves with what God's got to say to us. I pray God so that we can encourage others, so that we can live that life. Because without Christ, we don't have God the Father. Without Christ, we don't have the life that God wants us to live. We don't have the light. We're struggling along in this darkness. Amen. The world that we live can be a very dark and dreary place. Can I get a witness? Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven who loved us enough. He sees only begotten Son, and He is the light of the world. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He told us so. Amen. Jesus told us so, and He can't lie. Praise the Lord. He said He was the light. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. But He is also the light. If He's the truth, He can't lie. Amen. If He's the way, praise God, He's the direction that we need to go. And if He's that life, praise God, that God wants us to live, praise the Lord, why wouldn't we want to? It's time to make an informed decision, folks. It's time to decide, praise God, whose side we're on. I think for me, I'm just going to choose Jesus. I'm just going to stay with the Lord, praise God, because I got a blessed hope. You say, well, preacher, what if you're wrong? Well, let me just say, if I'm absolutely wrong, I've missed the whole book, not only the page, but the whole book. Praise God, I'm going to give a good moral life. I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to try to treat my neighbor, love my family. And when I go out of here, they can say, he done a pretty good job. Amen. I won't have lost a thing. But I've got a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, I've got the promises of the Word of God. And God Almighty is just as real as you and I am. You say, how do you know? Because Jesus come real, was born in a manger, born in Bethlehem, born put in a manger, grew up, died on the cross of Calvary, and rose victorious over death. Nobody else done that. Amen. And because of that, brother, we have life. Our life is in Him. Our life is in a resurrected Savior, praise God. What does that mean? That means that He rose up, praise God, in the newness of life to never die again. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have life in Him. But to be without Christ, praise God, is not to have any life. It's not to have any light. But to be without Christ is to be without salvation. Without salvation. In Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, He says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we, what? Listen, must be saved. Amen. Amen. If you want to get out of this world alive, you've got to be saved. Amen. Hello? I said, if you want to get out of this world alive, you've got to be saved. Amen. He said, well, preacher, wait a minute. That's contradictory. These people that say they love the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going out of here every day. Amen, praise God, but they're not going out of here in death, praise God. They're going out of here unto life everlasting. Amen. We lay down this old carnal body. We lay down this old vessel that we served in this world in, praise God. But that eternal soul, that spirit soul that lives inside us goes back to be with God who gave it. So that life's breath we breathe here, praise God, our next one we take in glory. Amen. When a saint of God dies, there's nothing of God dies. Praise God, it's all taken out of here to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. Praise His holy name. He said, there's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be saved. Without Christ, praise God, is to be without salvation. Listen, don't leave this world without salvation. I'd encourage you today, don't leave this church house today without salvation. Without being saved, without receiving Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I say that because we don't know this week what we're going to go through. You never know moment to moment. We'd be running along fine and we think everything's going okay. And before the week's over, praise God, there can be a catastrophic event that'll set you back. It can be a catastrophic event that'll make you begin to wonder, what am I going to do? There'll be some kind of event, some kind of happening, praise God, that'll take you aback so much, and praise God, you won't know what to do. And we need somebody we can call on. We need somebody we can trust in. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So there's no other name that we can put our faith and trust in. Amen? Hey, you might put your faith and trust in some man on this earth as a good person, a reliable person, trustworthy person, a person that you can depend on. But before the day's over, before the week's over, they can let you down. They can fail you. Amen? That's why we need to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to stake our faith on Him. We need to be saved. We need to have salvation. Because there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We got to put our faith and trust in Christ Jesus. Amen? Because without Christ is to be without salvation. Be not saved. In other words, you're on your own. You have to fend for yourself. And hell's an awful, awful place. Amen? Have you ever thought about hell? Hell is an awful place. It's fire and brimstone and burning. And they screaming and crying in the regions of the damned. Amen? Just think about it. It's an awful, horrible place. It's a place where there's no getting out of it. Once you're there for eternity. Screaming in anguish. Like just feeling like you're on fire, you're burning, but you never burn up. You say, oh, preacher, when you die, you just go away and that's it. That ain't it. The soul of man never dies. It'll either live in heaven with God Almighty or live in hell eternal with a outcast from God, from the presence of the Lord forever. That's why God gives us makes us free moral agents to make our choice. Amen. We can choose heaven or we can choose hell. Amen. Yeah, there's more in the Bible about hell than there is about heaven. Jesus wanted to know. He said, it's an awful, awful place. He said, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. He said, well, I'm just going to go down there and have me a party. Them people down there won't want you. They'll despise you for even coming into their presence. They'll despise you for being so ignorant to come down to an awful place, even though they were just as ignorant as you are. Amen. Praise God. But there's a God, there's an alternative, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through salvation, Lord, that means to bring us out of that, to bring us into reconciliation, and bring us close to God. So that one day we can be with Him where He is. That's the Lord, our Lord and Savior's whole desire. That's what He prayed. I know I say that all the time. I wish we could all get a hold of it. Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17 in the garden as He's going through the Kidron over to Gethsemane. Praise God to pray the last prayer before He went to the cross of Calvary, me and you, is that you and I would be with Him where He is. Amen. That we'd be separated from the things and the wickedness that come upon this world and people that's in it. That we could be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Because without Christ is to be without salvation. Amen. To be without Christ, praise God, is to be without promise. The promises of God. We see back over in our text that I read in your hearing. In Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 12. That at that time you were without Christ. And being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise. Praise God. Strangers from the covenant of promise. He said we were outside of the promise. Amen. Didn't have no promise from God. But as a child of God being born again, we have a promise of God that He'll be with us and He'll call us one day unto Himself. That's a promise that we have. And God is the ultimate promise keeper. He will not renege on His promise. Amen. You know, preacher, what if I go off the rail and I become really bad? He might just take you out a little early. Hello? Amen. I've told you before, there's premature graves all over this place because people have got in and they've got out and they've rebelled against God and God just plucked them out of here. So they wouldn't let them. You become a reproach on His name. Amen. You know, what if I mess up? Praise God. Hey, we all mess up, come short of the glory of God. Praise God, if we'll listen to Him, if we'll love Jesus as much as He loves us, He'll help us to stay straight. If you stay straight, you won't miss the mark. Amen. That's transgression. That's what that is, to miss the mark. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, He said, you hath He quickened. God quickened. It means to make alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. For in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air and the spirit now worketh in children of disobedience. Amen. Kind of sound familiar? Kind of sound who you used to be? Maybe who you are now. But God said, I want to change all that. Among whom also we all had our conversation, time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. God help us. And we're by nature children of wrath, even as others. I thank God for verse number 4. Verse number 4 says, but God, it's in His hands. He's the one that can make a difference in your life and mine. And without Christ, praise God, is to be without God. To be without Christ, to be without life and without light and without salvation and without promise. But He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. And by grace, you are saved. Amen. It's that unmerited favor of God that comes down to where we are. Even when we didn't deserve it, praise God, and He loves us anyway. To be without Christ is without the promise. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20. He said, for all the promises of God in Him, Christ, are yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So He said, to attain all the promises of God, He said, it's in Christ Jesus. He said, Christ Jesus helps us to attain all the promises of God. When you get Jesus, you get it all. Amen. Remember the story I told you, the son, it was in the military, and the son was died, he was killed in battle, and the fellow that was a good friend of his was an artist, and he painted a picture of the son, and he went and found a residence where the father lived, and he took the picture of the son, and the father was just, he was just amazed with it. He was an art collector, so he cherished that, and he put it on his mantle, the picture of his son, had all kinds of, had Rembrandts and all kinds of other paintings all over the house. But he cherished the picture of his son. Amen? And when it come time for him to pass, he had it in his will. He said, listen, said whenever I pass, he said, whoever purchased the son, whoever takes the son, gets it all. So come the day of the auction, people come from all over the world to bid on these magnificent paintings. And the auctioneer got up there and he brought out, they uncovered the picture of the son. He said, we're going to do this. They said, wait a minute, get rid of it. Hey, we want the Rembrandts. We want the good stuff. He said, according to will, this has to be first. And so they begin to auction. They begin to auction off the son. Said, who will take the son? Who will take the son? Nobody wanted the son. Nobody bid on the son. Nobody had any money to spend on the son. Nobody had anything they wanted to give the son. But the old gardener that works for the man was in the back of the room, and they said, going once, going twice. The old gardener rose his head. He said, I'll take the son. Said the old gardener, he said, anybody else? Nobody raised their hand. Nobody said it. And he said, sold to the man in the back. The gardener said, that old fellow said he just took his thing and his little satchel, and he began to fold things up. They said, what are you doing? The good stuff. Auction off good. We want the good stuff. We want the stuff, praise God. He said, hey, listen, it was in the will that whoever gets the son, whoever takes the son, gets it all. Amen. Glory to God. Whoever takes the son, whoever receives the son, gets it all. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise God. We attain unto the promise. To Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't you like to be able to be part of the covenant of the promise? The promise that's been given. Praise God. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. To that blessed hope that we have in Him. That one day, praise the Lord, we'll be with Him forever and ever and ever. Praise God. He said, but without Jesus Christ, without Christ is to be without the promises. Amen. Not only to be without the promises, to be without Christ is to be without hope. What he says in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen. There's that without God again. No hope without God. And there's no hope without Christ. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, Paul says this, the Thessalonians. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. God don't want ignorant brethren. Amen. We talked about that in Sunday school. God wants us to be informed brethren. Amen. He wants us to know about Him and love Him because He loves us. He wants us to get it. We need to read and study our Bible. We need to meditate upon what He says. Let it speak to our hearts, praise God, the precious oracles of God. He said, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Amen. I'm glad I got hope today, ain't you? Do you have hope today? Who's your hope in? Hope is in Jesus. Hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I'm glad I got hope. Praise God. My little mother passed away a couple weeks ago. Well, I guess it'd be, 2 weeks ago yesterday? Amen. Praise the Lord. But I know where she is. Amen. I'm sorry for you. They come through and said, sorry for your loss. I say, lost nothing. Amen. Amen. I ain't lost her. I ain't misplaced her. I know exactly where she is. She's in heaven with Jesus because she believed on Lord Jesus Christ, the saving of her soul. Praise God. She didn't leave here without Christ. She left here with Christ. Amen. I know where she's at. She's with Him. Now we planted her little body of hers over there in the cemetery. Amen. Ashland, but praise God, I know exactly where she's at. She's with Jesus. And you know something about that? My little mother, the last three or four days, she was just in anguish. And she looked so pitiful today that she passed away. But there was something magnificent about when we went over and had the viewing with the family. They had her laid out there, and my niece had fixed her hair. But that little old body, it wasn't eat up with arthritis. It wasn't hurting. The dementia wasn't hurting her. Praise God, it wasn't causing her any problems. She was running well. And that little old body was at peace. Amen. Why? Because she had that hope. Had hope in Lord Jesus Christ. That made the difference. Amen. Praise God. She had the promise. She had the hope in Christ. He said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, like my little mama, amen, like some of your family members, your mamas, your papas, your loved ones, they're sleeping in Jesus, amen. You say, preacher, you believe in soul sleep? No. That body's asleep. They're not saying that's a sleep of death, amen. That body's in the grave. We put them in a hope chest with the hope of the resurrection. That's the way God said to do it. And that's what we did. Praise God, looking for that glorious day when she burst out of there. Praise God to the glory of God. Some people say, well, preacher, I don't know is that grave going to burst open to come out, or is they just going to come out of there through the ground, through that? Praise God, however God decides. But wouldn't it be a glorious thing if all them graves just go, poof! Amen. It'll get the world's attention. Those are lost and undone without God. Praise God. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. What's that mean? It means that all of those that have Christ have the opportunity. Even if we pass out of this world before the rapture takes place, that we will be with God. We will be with Jesus. Because He said, you couldn't bring us with Him if we weren't already there. Hello? He's talking about when He comes back. When He comes to get us, when He comes to take the church out, to be with Him, praise God. But to be without Christ, praise God, is to be without that hope. We have no hope of the resurrection, have no hope, praise God, of that eternal life with Him. It'll be eternal life in that other place. That place of damnation, that's accursed. But praise God, I want to go to that place of promise, that place of hope, praise God, that glorious city. Amen. The one that old Abraham was looking for. Amen. Praise God, what a day that'll be. But without Christ, none of this possible. Without Christ is to be without God. Without Christ is to be without life. Without Christ is to be without the light. Stumbling around in darkness. It's without salvation. Not saved, praise God. Not ready to go. Amen. To be without Christ is to be without the promise. And to be without Christ is to be without hope. Amen. Paul said, if I have hope in this world only, I'd be among all men most miserable. I'm going to say this morning, our hope should be out of this world. Amen. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, praise God, which has overcome this world. Amen. And everything in it, He has overcome. He said, but we could be overcomers as well through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Are you saved today and you know it? Are you in Christ? I hope you're not here today without Christ. I hope you're here today with Christ. Come to get a little something from Him. To learn more of Him, praise God. To be more like Him. To put your faith and trust in Him. To believe on Him. That means to trust Him, to rely on Him, and to adhere to what He says. Who you trusting in today? Well, preacher, I'm just trying to get by the best I can by myself. Boy, you're in a mess. You're in a mess. But Jesus Christ, the Lord, He wants to save you today, praise God. He wants you to be in Christ. He wants you to be with Christ, not without Christ. Are you with Him today? Without Christ is a sad place to be. Amen. I wouldn't go to the house. I wouldn't lay down at night, pillow my head, knowing I was lost without God. Because the awful thing is, if you don't wake up in the morning, or if you get killed on the way home in a bad car wreck, you'll spend eternity alienated from God. And all the goodness and all the blessings that He offers to you through Christ His Son. Amen. All you have to do is become a believer. You say, well, preacher, I believe Jesus lived and He died for me. Praise God, that's all you got to believe. That Jesus lived, He loved, He died, and God rose Him up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Put your faith in Jesus Christ and live.